Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week.
A few years ago, almost overnight, the word Zoom took on new meanings. It was in March of 2020. Do you know what I'm talking about? Overnight, people were meeting at home, in their offices, in their kitchens, and through this company Zoom and their video conference software, people, though where they were staying at home, could still sort of go to work, sort of attend meetings, even sort of attend happy hour in church. Saturday Night Live did a skit about church on Zoom that is still funny. Yet, before long, what we realized was that happy hour, church meetings over Zoom, at least I think, is not very fun. It's better than nothing, but it's not the same. Meetings are okay because sometimes meetings aren't, they're not so fun in person either, right? Depending on the meeting. But it was hard to connect on the human level over Zoom. It gets to be, or Microsoft Teams, or any of the conferencing softwares, as helpful as those software programs are in terms of utility, it at some point for most of us gets to be a little artificial. We heard stories of people going to work all dressed up from the waist up, but doing meetings in pajama pants at the same time because, of course, that was below camera. Some of you had stories of employees and coworkers who were not so skilled at turning off the camera or remembering to turn off the camera and shared a little too much of the morning routine, so to speak. And people got glimpses of things they cannot unsee. Being far removed from something can force us to live a bit artificially and to adapt routines that are not natural. And here we are in 2025 in suburban Maryland, and we're not in ancient Bethlehem, we're here. And the technology we have to learn about Christmas for us today as Protestants is black and white type. It's in the scriptures. And it's easy to feel removed from Christmas. It can happen. It can become a two-dimensional experience. Christmas can be a character of angel ornaments and nativity sets, a plastic baby doll in a manger. It can feel distant or like a fairy tale that belongs on greeting cards and in cartoons. It's been abstracted. There's distance. There's not human presence between us and Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. So it can feel far away. And we can forget how much power and potency there was on the original Christmas Eve and during that event. Christmas Eve was a time that was full of the experience of life. Not just human life, but the life of heaven as well. And that's perhaps what's so powerful about it, is that the divine and human are united in Jesus Christ. The heavens and the earth are both shouting out the celebration that Jesus is born. Real human beings on Christmas Eve, with living a pretty hard life, coming in contact with the hosts of heaven. Earlier, we sang Hark the Herald Angels, and John, who stands right here very faithfully every Sunday, read about the appearance of the angels to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. And after the angels appear and tell the shepherds about the birth of the Messiah, as we heard in that reading, we're then told further on in Luke 2, in verse 13, that suddenly, as after they were given this prophecy, this notice that the Messiah is born and they will find him laying in a manger, then suddenly, Luke tells us, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who he favors." So they said, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that's taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. Think about how odd this was. First of all, Joseph and Mary can't find any place to stay. Mary doesn't have mom or grandma or anybody else from the home village. They're helping her deliver this baby. And they're in this strange place. And then if things weren't odd enough, these shepherds burst in and say, "We hear you're having a very important baby. What? How do you know that? Oh, we just saw angels in the sky and they told us. What an amazing night. And in verse 19, Luke tells us that Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Think about what a powerful story this is, and about how God chose to send these heavenly messengers to announce a new time, a new age. That history, that the whole timeline of history had been shifted. They told the shepherds, the night shift shepherds. I mean, there were religious scholars in Jerusalem. There were famous priests and priestly families. They have no idea what is going on under their nose. They have no idea that religion has been transformed like that. Completely unaware, but the shepherds knew. A little girl named Mary knew. A little adolescent and a little adolescent couple, Mary and Joseph, they knew. And here's the other thing. God could have done this remotely. Uploaded a few new files to the workspace in the synagogues. That could have looked like, oh, we went in the storehouse, we just found this holy text, and we're brushing it off, and now all the religious powerful elites have all the information they need to make sure that they can deliver that message in their own way to Israel. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Heaven is on full display. Heaven is connecting. There is joy. There is celebration. It's beyond happy hour, and it's not on Zoom. It's here and now, and they felt it. They felt it down to their bones. Now, how is Christmas for you this moment? Is it distant? Is it abstract? Is it sort of a concept that's out there? Is it a list of obligations that you have, things you're checking off your list? Or are you, like the shepherds, like Mary and Joseph, experiencing God's presence in the here and now? It's easy, isn't it, to live the 2D version of Christmas, like the 2D version, the screen version, the flat screen version. A few years ago, I was walking into a grocery store during Advent. I think it was fairly close to Christmas. And I always try to have my observational eyes on and my ears open. And I was, you know, there are my carton wise, walking, you know, getting all the stuff I needed to get. And I noticed something kind of strange, a little dissonant. The speakers, Stevie Wonder was singing. And he was telling us that we should be having a holly jolly Christmas. And he was doing his Stevie Wonder thing, and it was joyful, and it was happy. But I was walking through the grocery store, and it was a bit of a disconnect because nobody around me looked very happy. Everybody's just sort of pushing their carts, getting their stuff, waiting until they can check out, being done. It's kind of drab. It was weird because Stevie was telling us, hey, this is about Christmas, holly jolly. Then during my sojourn in the store, I happened to walk by the employee break room. The door was open. And this was the most obligatory kind of rooms. Like the corporate executives got together and said, you know, you got to have a room for them. So it was the most plain, drab kind of place, dim fluorescent lights. People were sitting alone at their tables. Nobody was talking to each other. They're just sort of zoned out looking at their phones. And again, nobody was smiling. And again, what's so creepy is that this Christmas music is playing in the background, but the emotional state of the store could not have been more different. By contrast, the birth of Jesus was so different. Again, shepherds headed to an ordinary night of work, not expecting anything, see angels in the sky. And then they get to see the baby Jesus, and they're truly joyful. They're really happy because they experience God's presence in real time. It wasn't abstract. It wasn't far off. It wasn't an obligation. It wasn't something to check off their list, but it was real. Is it real for you? Is it real for you now? It's a busy time. I get it. We can play different music in the store at home, but the fact of the matter is a lot of our routines stay the same. I had to go to the big box warehouse store today to buy supplies for some construction that's going on in our house. Not a very Advent-y kind of thing that I had to do to walk through Home Depot today, but I had to do it. And the employees everywhere, whether it's January 1 or July 1 or December 23rd, they still have to stock the same shelves. They still have to clean the bathrooms. Things have to be done. Floors have to be mopped. And the necessity of routines at Christmas is true too. Mail has to be sorted. I did some laundry today. Anybody do laundry today? Anybody do laundry today? Some of you are going to do laundry on Christmas. I know you are. Some of us are barely, on a weekly basis, think about this. Some of us are barely getting to the finish line each week with everyday life. Anybody busy these days? Everybody at the end of the week just kind of, oh, you're just kind of done. And then at Advent and Christmas, we had a whole layer of an additional activity on top of that. Shopping and mailing cards and planning family dinners and visits. And yet I still want to ask, is the presence of God real to you this night? Is it possible that God's presence might break through in such a way to fill us with wonder? A couple years ago, this happened. I had another experience that was a lot better than the one in the grocery store. It was at Cub Scouts, or where the Cub Scouts went. And this was a moment in Advent where I felt like the angels were singing a little bit. I felt joy. Now, this was the end of a long day. And after work, I took my son Levi, much younger at the time, to his Cub Scout meeting. And again, we're a busy family, like a lot of our families are busy. But this is predictable. This is contained. This is like a short meeting, and there's a social component, and they learn something. I thought, it's 1 hour at that. It's a 5 minute there and back. This is very easy to do, even at the end of the day. It's contained. It's quick, except for this night. Because the troop leader got creative. He didn't ask permission to get, I think I must have missed an email this night. I was like, did I miss an email about this? He decided that he wanted to lead the scouts in a service project. And we arrived there and learned that we were going to deliver handmade Christmas cards to some shut-ins at a local place down the street for the elderly who needed assisted living. So after this long day in the scout meeting, the long day got a little longer and we headed over. Now, at the end of the day, I'm probably not at my best, to be honest. I'd like to say that I thought this was a fantastic idea for somebody else. I can get into that kind of mode, this just sort of busyness and weariness, and it's not good. I need the Stevie Wonder music going on in the background more often than it is. But again, I thought this was a great idea. So I put a good face on it, and I stopped the internal whining. And we made the cards. And these cards, I mean, these are young elementary school kids. I mean, the cards are like glue, like Elmer's glue with some sprinkles thrown on it, right? And then there's like crayon on it. And I'm sitting here going, now these people aren't going to know these kids, and I'm not sure they can even read these cards. So I'm really curious to know how this is all going to work out. But we carpooled, we got over to the resident's home, and we piled in there, and the doors opened, and there we met the residents. Many were hunched over, many sort of shuffling through the common rooms on their walkers. Some of them trying to get through the hallways with the assistance of an aide. And then they saw us. And then they met our kids. And then they got the cards. And I had wondered, are they going to really get this or care about this? And it turns out, they really did care. They really did care that we came to visit. It made their night. They oohed and aahed and fussed over these cards. They felt joy. They felt joy to have our kids visit them. It was like they were the unexpecting shepherds, and our kids were the angels. That's what it was like. It was like an epiphany. And what struck me about these wonderful elderly is they were not shy. They'd say, come here. They'd look at our kids and say, come here. I want to give you a hug. And they would. And it was like grandma and great-grandma that had no one to share their affection with got to share their affection, and they got to connect. And it felt like an earlier day and age to me where people were more emotionally honest and expressive. This generation was not standoffish or shy, and there were no devices or smartphones, just human beings meeting human beings. And there was looking at faces, and there were pinching cheeks and hugging. At one point, a woman asked me how many kids I had and began telling me about her many sons, and another gently moved my son Levi's face to her face and stroked his beautiful Chinese cheeks and chin and said, "You are so beautiful." What I am describing is not heaven opening up to a literal group of shepherds and singing glory to God in the highest, but what I am describing is what happens among human beings when love and kindness, all of which has its original origin in God, when that love and kindness is shared and exchanged as gift. And I think as this love and joy was shared that night, I think I experienced God's presence. I think I witnessed something holy, something sacred, right there in our midst. It wasn't far off. It wasn't abstract. It was as real as it could be. I think God was breaking through my hardness of heart, my ordinary routines, breaking through all of our hearts as love became manifest all around us. And it was real and it was palpable. Everything in this story in Luke, the shepherds, the young parents, the baby in a feed trough, it all points to a God who is always at work, always active in three-dimensional time and space, them, then, and now, breaking into our numb existential reality to bring life and gratitude and joy. This evening, where have you settled for the numb, two-dimensional version of Christmas? Maybe you hold the birth of Christ at arm's length. Let's keep that one under the tree at the Nativity set. Maybe you're on the treadmill of shopping, spending, organizing, doing, and just distracted and busy. But what if the world that the shepherds experienced is actually not so far away? Their lives were changed because God broke through the mundane reality to say Jesus is born, and that means God is with us. And what if here in Central Maryland in 2025, God's presence is breaking through tonight, now? What if God is reaching out to you now to tell you there is more to life than the two-dimensional version of Christmas, than the fairy tale version? What if God is breaking through in the here and now to say God is present? Jesus is born, and the whole timeline of history is changed as a result. What if it means that because Christ is born, God is present, and it means that God is with you? And what if you said yes to that presence? Let's pray. Almighty God, it's so easy to fall into the trap of believing that Christmas is just a seasonal event, with a series of things that we do until January arrives, or just a time to buy stuff or be busy. It's easy to tune out to the spiritual meaning of Christmas, which reminds us that the presence of God is here with us in Christ. Here now, in a moment of silence, perhaps we might choose to say yes to your presence with us tonight. Perhaps we might choose to say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.